News with Natasha Nguni.
And other news in detail. The Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, has directed Airtel Zambia to compensate affected consumers with a total of 5.2 million kwacha following a data service outage experienced on June 10, 2025. Speaking at a press briefing, ZICTA Director General Engineer Collins Mbulo has announced that Airtel Zambia will also pay a fine of 828,000 kwacha for violating quality of service standards as well as consumer protection and code of conduct guidelines. Engineer Mbulo said the authority was not satisfied with Airtel's submitted assessment and determined that the company had breached its regulatory obligations. He says the authority has also instructed Airtel to fast-track its three-year investment plan valued at $75 million into a single year.
ZICTA has issued out sanctions against Airtel and has therefore directed Airtel to 1. Compensate the affected subscribers with outage credits in line with the Consumer Protection and Code of Conduct guidelines. The total value of the compensation amounts to 5.2 million kwacha. Over and above the 5.2 million kwacha for compensation, the authority has also directed Airtel to pay a fine of 828,000 kwacha for contravening the provisions of the Quality of Service Guidelines and the Consumer Protection and Code of Conduct Guidelines.
Government has announced a 50 million euro investment by Austrian company Austria Card Holdings to establish a state-of-the-art high-tech manufacturing facility in the country. Speaking during the investment presentation this morning, Ministry of Technology and Science Director of Technology, Science and Innovations, Dr. Larry Mwetwa, said the initiative is expected to create over 500 direct jobs. Dr. Mwetwa has noted that the facility will deliver cutting-edge technology solutions, including the production of Visa cards, AI-powered systems, and secure identification documents.
I am informed that Austricard Holdings is a leading European technology digital solutions firm with over 125 years of global innovation, with a global workforce of about 2,400, and has chosen Zambia as the site of a high-tech manufacturing facility. The investment values at approximately 50 million euros will anchor Zambia's position as the regional hub for secure digital technologies. The plant will manufacture biometric IDs, Visa cards, security documents, and integrated vehicle and insurance systems right here in Lusaka.
And Austria Card Chief Executive Officer Manolis Kontos has reaffirmed the company's commitment to partnering with Smart Zambia to train local experts in high-tech solutions.
We are here to interact with the team, be able to provide our technology and guidance, but the aim being this to be an ownership of the country, so that way the country in the future can have its own technical experts and capabilities locally to be able to support the needs of the country. So this is the way we operate as an organization. We are here provide the needs needed as far as technology is concerned and know-how in order to be able for the country then to operate on its own in the years to come.
Vice President Mutale Nalumango has criticized the opposition for repeatedly using the name of late former President Edgar Lungu as a campaign strategy, calling the practice inappropriate and disrespectful. Speaking during the Vice President's question time in Parliament this morning, Mrs. Nalumango said the opposition is not honoring the late President by politicizing his legacy. She was responding to a question from Mongo Central Member of Parliament, Oliver Amutike, who asked whether it was appropriate for the opposition to campaign using the late President's name.
They have now resorted to using a dead man to campaign. We never use a dead man or a dead person to campaign, because immediately you bring in that chiwa, that is what they will say where I come from. It's a ghost. All of us know that. You don't use and talk about a dead man like he's also among you and you can vote for him. Let us respect that dead man. You know, praising a dead person here, then you'll be either a witch. I mean, this is our tradition. Don't do that, please. The man is gone. He did the best he could. He's gone.
Meanwhile, the vice president has also expressed concern over illegal mining activities in Mufumbe district and has called for immediate action to restore order in the area.
Illegality as it is. It is not an allowed thing. Illegality is done by people that have decided to fight the law. Because everybody knows. And this government has opened it so that people can get artisanal licenses and protect their little mines. But no, people have chosen to go and commit. This is a crime in itself. Illegality means it is a kind of crime. And that is why I heard the minister yesterday say, unfortunately, there are leaders that are also beneficiaries of what is going on. We want to fight this. All of us must speak the same language.
The Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, says 75% of road signs installed to enhance safety have been vandalized over the past 12 months, contributing to a surge in road traffic accidents. RATSA Chief Executive Officer and Director General Engineer Amon Mwemba has revealed that the Road Development Agency had put up approximately 1,800 road signs, yet only a third remained standing due to persistent acts of vandalism. Speaking on the Red Hot Breakfast show, Engineer Mwemba said the agency is working to fully transition to a single motor vehicle disc system, which will integrate road tax, fitness and insurance details for easier monitoring and enforcement. He has also expressed concern over the alarming levels of reckless driving, linking it to the growing number of road accidents, citing the recent Mpika tragedy that claimed 9 lives as a painful example.
They just drive as if they own the road. There's a lot of recklessness on the road, and we have to do something about it. The starting point, actually, I think, is to educate our drivers. And one of the problems that is there with road signage, that the CEO of RDA indicated to me a few weeks ago, was that, look, in the last 12 months, they've installed 1,800 signs countrywide. They did an audit a few months ago, and only one of those signs are still standing. And they've been sold for scrap.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government has announced plans to collaborate with large-scale investors to enhance gold mining operations in the country, aiming to maximize the sector's potential while ensuring equitable benefits for all citizens. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kabeta has emphasized government's commitment to active participation in mining ventures, stating that partnerships with experienced investors will modernize gold mining, boost productivity, and create sustainable economic opportunities for Zambians. As part of this strategy, Dr. Kabeta said the ministry will subdivide and allocate smaller sections of mining areas in Mufumbwe district to cooperatives, discouraging nomadic mining while providing structured opportunities for young Zambians in initiatives set to be extended to other gold-rich regions. He said to improve safety in artisanal and small-scale mining, the ministry will introduce a newly developed signed manual exit month, providing guidance on safer techniques to address fatalities caused by lack of technical knowledge in informal operations. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
The International Criminal Court, ICC, has told the United Nations Security Council that there are reasonable grounds to believe war crimes and crimes against humanity are being committed in Western Sudan amid ongoing conflict. ICC Deputy Prosecutor